Anin in Dinaway Magani Doug, Misa Maingan Indigenous, Donald from Ireland in Dudem, Grand Rapids in Dunjaba, Aho. Here we go with our very unscientific results of the almost two decades of data about social gatherings in northern Minnesota, and, in particular, why so few non-natives go to powwows.
The hob isn't done. You see, when you dance around the drum, it's called prayer in motion. And so this is our legacy that we leave for all the people that are here on Earth. Whenever anyone hurts, we all hurt, and we all have to pray together. This is the Anishinaabe way. Aho migwin.
And this reason is a little sensitive, so please give us a little leeway. Guilt. As in, I feel guilt as a non-native for all the treaties that our government broke, for all the land that we took, for all the indigenous people that we killed. Guilt, as in, I will be reminded of that collective guilt if I go to a powwow. According to that great source of wisdom, Wikipedia, collective responsibility, also known as collective guilt, is a concept in which individuals are responsible for other people's actions by tolerating, ignoring, or harboring them without actively collaborating in these actions. It is certainly a lot more enjoyable to watch fireworks on the 4th of July and feel proud to be an American. If a powwow makes you feel the exact opposite, because of all the dark chapters in our country's imperfect history, then maybe it's time to think through our American identity. Maybe it is time to see, to acknowledge, our neighbors up here in northern Minnesota. Larry Aiken is a sacred pipe carrier from the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe, and this is what he had to say about the different cultures of northern Minnesota.
It's really hard for me to think that people in Bemidji, Grand Rapids, Cass Lake, Minneapolis don't understand Native people. And we've been neighbors for 500 years. And we know our neighbors very well. But yet you do not know us. We are indigenous. We are the original inhabitants of this continent. By now and going into the 21st century, a lot of things are extinct, gone. And they thought Native Americans would be gone forever, too. Well, we are very much alive through our language, our culture, and history, and through our sacred instruments to keep our culture alive. That's why we're here. We want to explain some of these things to you so we can be better neighbors and better friends. And we will not look at each other with disdain, and we won't look at each other with bitterness, but look at each other as different, but yet carrying some image that is good and healthy and positive. We can conquer a lot of things if we are together in unity. We can't conquer very many things if we are at odds with each other. And if you care and know, you share it. You're not afraid to be woman or man or Norwegian or Indian or anything. You are happy being who you are. I hope we've come closer to understanding each other.
So let's say, for some reason, you as a non-native decide to find the time and go to a powwow, even if it's just to see the grand entry. You stay for less than an hour, you see the outfits, you hear the drums. It is no longer a mystery. And what if you decide to stay a bit longer? What if you ask a few questions to some of the folks who are there? At some point during a powwow, the guy with the mic is going to say something about an intertribal dance or a round dance or some kind of special dance where he is going to make it very, very clear that you are welcome to come down and join in the dance.
Okay, this is what we're going to do. This is our little social special that we're going to have here. This is part of our ways of doing powwows, showing our appreciation to each and every one of you that came to our powwow. What we need you to do
the non-native that are up there come on down. And we are going to have a social dance.
You will feel totally flustered and uncomfortable and self-conscious. But for some very, very unscientific reason, you find yourself heading down the steps.
Everybody can join. We want you to dance with us. And if you don't know how, they will show you how to do it. Don't be ashamed. Come on out. This is more or less how we rock. Aho. All right. Aho, nagamatao. All right. Come on, everybody. Social time.
And there you are, on the dance floor. And you find yourself kind of shuffling around in a big circle. And at some point, you will look around and you will say to yourself, wow, I am dancing at a powwow. The Vikings might just win a Super Bowl.